Look at the hiccup.
Five o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
A new day is starting.
Yeah.
This is how we do.
Don't tell me. I recognize the fact. It's happened to me too many times. This happened to me too many times. And there goes the 5 o'clock song. 5:03. Still on Wednesday, January 26th.
You are Charles.
Charles, this happened to me too many times. I seem to always get that shit.
Oh, excuse us. A little something left behind the scenes here. A little chair malfunction. You right there, Charles? It happened to Don Corey quite a few times.
Oh, many times.
Every time.
Don't want to speak too soon.
Well, there goes the 5 o'clock song. Sorry, Sharon.
It's 5 o'clock.
Sorry, Kelly. Yes, it is. 5 o'clock.
5:04 to be exact.
Exact. Going on 5:05.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
One in the archives.
See, we should have been in Studio C for that one.
Seriously.
But, yeah. That's the worst. It is.
It's 5 o'clock.
You should know.
It's 5 o'clock.
No.
It's 5 o'clock.
You should know.
Time to give it up.
This song is over. They've been dead, right?
It's over. I remember when I was growing up. I must have been about 12 or 13 years old. And me and my cousins were sitting together in church, and I mean, I think it was like an ordination service, but it was a real solid part. So this lady comes in, big old tall hat, but it must have been a grandson or something. So she goes and she sits in the pew. It was real quiet. All of a sudden, you heard something go, boom! The seat had given away, and all you could see was her hat.
Moving from side to side.
Girlfriend was on the floor. The seat had gave away. Oh, man.
Me and my cousin. Was it a seat or the pew?
You tried to sneak, huh?
Was it a pew?
It was the pew. A whole pew. But it was just her and her son. Oh. And that's a pew.
The whole pew?
Nothing but the pew.
You know how you try to laugh and you try not to be, you know, and your head start itching because you're so... And all somebody has to do is this.
It's come out.
I think I stayed bent over that whole service. Because it was quiet. It was an ordination service going on. Oh, God.
Poor thing.
But she had one of these big old tall, like, grand poobah hats.
Oh, one of those smokestacks.
When that thing fell, all you could see.
Oh, she had the first lady hat.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Wow. Obadiah 1.
One of the first funniest things happened in church.
I know y'all got some stories behind the scenes, y'all out there. In Radio Land, I know y'all got some stories to tell. I know Kevin has a few of them.
Yeah. Every now and then somebody's wigs fall off.
You know what? I saw there was a boxer, a fighter that was showing on TV. He was getting his butt whipped. Every time another boxer hit him, his toupee would
flip back.
It was flip back. Finally, the guy just knocked him out, and the toupee just fell off. It's like, yo, you should give this up. He was worrying about his toupee falling off. He kept getting hit. Jesus, he was taking his, you know, you got the gloves on. He's trying to fix the toupee.
Jesus, Lord.
You need some more glue. Oh. I mean, but, hitting him. Like, this is your granddaddy.
Nah, like his that. Was screwed on tight.
Yeah, that was.
Because he was shaking his head and that thing was.
Right. But this one was just flying back. Just flying back. And I was like, yo, this dude is crazy.
Did you guys see Meet the Brown yet? Cynthia Charles?
You got to see it.
All right, well, we have someone on the air who has a story. Go ahead, bro.
Man, this is a true story. Friday. No lie. This church mother, and bless her heart, she's been helping me when she goes to her different prayer circles. With
see, you're going
to
get in trouble for that.
With the new
See, man. You messed up. You said she helping you.
Not anymore.
I could not. Man, it was the funniest thing, but I couldn't laugh, man, because I felt bad, but at the same time, it was one of those, man, if somebody just had a camera. So she called me. She said, Brother Moore, I need some more CDs. You know, can you come by the house? Now, she lives in the heart of Oakland. So when you go up to her house, she's got this big iron gate around her yard. And not only does it lock, but she puts one of those old school bicycle locks on it, right? With, you know, with that had the plastic one around the chains, you know what I'm talking about, Tony? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those. I remember
she
those,
had
yeah.
it since the 70s.
You should lock up your TSP with, you know.
That's right.
Right.
So she got one on the front door gate and then one on the gate, a lockdown on the gate where the car goes. So I get in front of the house and, you know, you can't go to the door. You have to call her. So I called her. I said, Mother, I'm outside. She said, okay, I'll be right out. So she comes out, and she goes, proceeds to the gate. She unlocks the gate with the key, pulls the gate back, comes out, and then she says, oh, I forgot your envelope in the house, you know. And so I give her the CD. She goes back in the house. So I'm sitting there on the phone. I forget who I was talking to. And all of a sudden, from that door, you just saw a wig just come flying out. And then you just heard, boom, right? And I couldn't get over the gate because she had locked it, right? Okay, I want so bad to help you, but I said, are you all right? I can't. That's what I get for not pinning my wig on. Don't you tell nobody I wear.
That's right.
And that's what she told you? You better not tell nobody I got a wig. Don't feel.
That's what I get for not pinning my wig.
Don't feel bad. I locked myself out the hotel room 3 times Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. I forgot to say that.
I had my car keys, everything.
This boy walks out the room 3 times without putting his door key or the card in his pocket.
Yeah,
the key card.
As soon as I closed the door, I said, dang.
Oh, my goodness. That was the funniest thing, man. That was hilarious. And so Saturday night, we go to the Easter play at her church. And I introduced my wife to her, and I could not. I was trying my hardest not to tell
you told
my wife.
Your wife, didn't you?
No, I didn't tell
yes,
her.
Yes, you did.
The whole
I told
time
my wife.
The whole time she was hugging my wife, I said, Lord, please don't let that wig come off. Please don't.
Wow. See, my grandmother would put about 100 bobby pins in the hair. Wasn't going
well,
nowhere.
Back in the day, you know, somebody shot their wig full of you. The usher just put it back on.
That's right.
Yeah. I had never seen that. That wig came out the it came out the door first, and then she came after it, falling.
I would have been on the floor.
I've seen it.
Did you laugh in front of her face?
No, I couldn't.
Yes, you did. Kevin, stop lying. Yes, you did. Kevin, you wouldn't be Kevin if you didn't.
Man, that was one of the times I had to wait until I got in the car and drove off. I'm going to say, I have for a long time. If that was somebody had a camera, no neighbors were outside. It was just me, and I couldn't tell nobody. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I could keep it.
Well, now everybody Everybody know Australia.
Millions and millions of listeners now
know South Africa too. Tonight.
Before you leave your house, change your wigs, please.
100, at least 100 bobby pins.
They don't do bobby pins no more. They do glue.
They use what?
Glue.
Yeah.
Glue.
They use no bobby pins.
I don't think they got interchangeable wigs. They glue them.
They glue them to their scalp.
What if they want to change the next day to a different color?
Oh, they got to let that baby sit for another 30 days.
Yeah. That's another hair.
No, they just that's get a hair salon tight appointment. Enough so they don't fall off. That's all.
That's a hair salon appointment.
Yeah, because some people want to be blonde one day and brunette the next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just going to be bald.
like Steve Harvey. And I'm out.
That's Kevin Moore, y'all. Thank you, Kevin. 5:13 in the AM. JP and Don Corey are going to try and make their way on out of here along with Charles Davis and
Don ain't
City
going
Girls.
Nowhere. He ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I do. I got a lot to do today. And I have an appointment.
Ain't got no students. Ain't got no school. He's going to sit at the radio station.
Nah, he's got to make his way on out of here, man. He's got things to do.
Where you going? What you got to do?
I have an interview today.
Oh, shucks now. You hear that music?
Oh, who this?
Don't worry about this. This is your theme music. This is your theme music for your interview.
Charles, thank you for coming in, man.
I've seen everybody.
All right, all right.
Seen.
All right. Cynthia, thank you too, girl.
Thank you, thank you.
She's staying? Oh, okay, okay. Are you heading to work after this? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, cool, cool. Well, you be careful, be safe out there, Charles. All right. You want to give a shout out, man? No shout out. Charles is shy.
Shout out to everybody.
Everybody. You, and you.
Yeah,
especially you.
All under the sound of my voice out there in Radio Land.
Thanks for y'all coming through. Who's calling now?
I got to teach the children.
Good morning, WFDU.
Hi, it's Denise and Lachlan.
Hey, Denise, how you doing? You're on the line, girl.
I know, I hear myself.
All right, now.
How you doing this morning?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Trust me, we doing good.
We doing just fine, girl. Thank you.
It's no longer 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know. We're late today.
We should have played a pre-recorded 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're a mess today. We're all over the place today.
Oh my god!
But it's all good, girl. It's all good.
I just had to give you a call. You know, I call you every week.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Go ahead, get your shout outs, girl.
Well, I'm going to shout out all my children. Today is my son's 23rd birthday. Happy birthday, baby boy, Joe.
And how old are you? 24.
Yes, I'm 24. I started very early.
It's a miracle.
My daughter goes back to school today. Get up, Patricia. And then my grandson, Killian, and my daughter, Roseanne, and my daughter, Jennifer, and my other son, Jermaine. And I just love you guys, what you do every week.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Will do.
Oh, by the way, guess who I called?
Who?
I called Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore? Kevin Moore?
Kevin Moore. I called right after I heard him.
Really? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I definitely called him. Told him I'm going to try my best to get out there some way, somehow.
All right, now.
And he's going to send me a brochure and everything.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So you guys take it easy.
You do the same,
girl.
Thank you. I love you all.
Love you too. Be careful out there, all right?
You too now, and God bless.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye. WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation, 5:17 in the AM.
Who's that?
JP, going to make your way on out of here.
Where's you from?
Rockland.
Oh, Rockland.
Yeah,
okay.
Rockland County? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Way up.
Yep. Don, you making your way on out, brother?
Yeah.
No, I tell. See,
okay,
they ain't going nowhere.
Okay,
I want JP.
They don't need these dresses.
201-692.
Don't need these juries.
2012.
Just saying.
These girls to say, y'all.
You ain't no girl.
Huh? Sister Robin, thank you for tuning in, girl.
You don't need these dreadlocks.
No, that's why I cut them off.
You don't need that car outside.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, I need that.
You got to get home tonight.
That's public transportation.
See you, Charles. Take care, man.
$100,000 vehicle.
All right. JP's making his way
out of here. Yeah, I'm making my way out. You guys be good. God bless.
Real dude.
Love you guys.
Yeah, catch, I don't know who that is, man. You got to get that for me. Catch JP along with me, and then you know how we do, crew, on this coming Sunday. We're going to be out in Jamaica, Queens at the Legion Lodge Hall on Guy Brewer Boulevard. Log on to TonySmith.com for more information. And those of you in the Jersey area, come on out on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, we're at Mount Olive Baptist Church, 181 Warren Street in Englewood, New Jersey, right down the street from Community Baptist Church with the crew. All right. All right, JP, be careful, man.
You too, man. See you on Sunday.
All right, you got it. Ah, EB's in the house. EB's in the house coming through. All right, fellas. Right now, this goes out to Sister Kelly.
That's Kelly.
Yep. Oh, that's Kelly? All right, Kelly, this goes out to you. Hang up, Kelly. Hang up so you can hear your song. I'm putting your song on now, and I'll call you back, all right? Kelly, hang up. There you go. Yep, she hung up.
Very good.
All right. It's the Metropolitan Gospel Big Band, one of my favorite songs.
But ain't nothing,
ain't nothing gonna take my job.
Oh,
master himself, Philip Lassiter. What you say?
You can't take my
boy. What you say?
You can't take my joke. No,
I can't hear. Stop whispering. Yeah. It smells like, you know, the grease is on top of the stove. You know, cook fish and chicken out of it. Yeah. Oh, now what? Somebody tell me, where is one? One? Well, all right. What'd you say? That's it, what that is. Shout out to Terrell, Texas. Folk Camp Wisdom. Westmoreland. Wheatland. Colleyville. Euless. Bedford. Woo-hoo! The crew. Bobby, come back, come back. Stay with the group. Get your head in the game, guy. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.
Christ is moved. To go with him, I know I'm blessed because he is coming back again. He's coming on the clouds, so every eye shall see that he has come down from the heaven. Shall glory be. Christ is moving all over the world. I know you know we're blessed because he is coming back again.
Lying me. Show Nothing But the Blues. Join me for 3 hours of it's blues, nothing but the blues, every Wednesday morning from 6 to 9 on 89.1 WFDU FM.
G'day, Westcat
from down under.
You are listening to
Gospel Jazzations
with Tony Smith
on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Scatjazz.com is their website. Go and check those fellas out. Hilarious bunch of individuals. Had a good time when they came through here a few years ago, live here on Gospel Jazzation, so I wanted to give them a quick shout-out. 5:39 in the a.m., that was John Gibson. The song entitled Amazing Grace. Wanted to send that out to E.B. Fisher, who'll be joining you in 20 minutes. For Just the Blues from 6 to 9. That's my girl, E.B. Fisher, y'all. Stay tuned for her. Right before that, Joy B. Moore gave you the song Christ is Moving. This is Gospel Jazz Visions for all you first-time listeners. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program thus far. We had a good time this morning. The show went by pretty quickly. We had Brother Greg Haynes on at 2 o'clock. HappyGuitar.com is his website. He has a fantastic music conference coming up in St. Louis at the end of April, and I'll be a part of that. Call 314-869-6594 for more information. That's a three-day music conference. And then we had Jay Michael here live in the studios with his brand new CD, Without Walls, Jay Michael and W2. So I want to thank him for coming in on this morning. On this morning, Don Corey. And Charles Davis, who is on the highways and byways right about now, trying to make his way on into work or home. I don't know where he's going. Where's he going, son?
I think he's going home.
Going home. All right. I know he wants to get some rest. I know he's tired. That boy tired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. City girl Cynthia's in the house. Been a little while here, girl. Everybody been asking for you. Everybody. Sister Doris. Shout out to Sister Doris and Kelly.
Yes,
you
I can.
Spoke to them.
Yes, I did.
Good.
I talked to Brother Moody, too.
And Brother Moody. That's right. You're right. Fresh off his, you know, surgery that he had, but he's still feeling some discomfort. His doctor changed his medication, so he's a little bit off center. So definitely want to continue to keep him, Brother Moody, in prayer, all right?
Yeah.
Definitely. And Sister Elaine, it was good to hear from you, and she wanted to shout out Brother Moody. So thank you, Sister Elaine. I'll be looking for your phone call later this week, so call anytime, girl, anytime. Sharon Addison, who's been tuning in this morning. Thank you, Sharon. Phyllis Yancey. No, you still have your ears on.
Hey, Phyllis.
My Aunt Gwen out there in Augusta, GA, tuning in as well.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. JP and Don Corey, as I said, heading on highways and byways. Now, check this out. JP left a good, I say, 4 or 5 minutes before Don.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that Don's already passed JP on the Garden State Parkway. Ain't that right, JP? I know how Don does. For sure. So, Don, I'm going to give you some driving music, all right? This is Melanie Daniels, the song entitled Precious Jesus, right here on Gospel Jazz Station's WFDU 89.1 FM. The number is 201. Go ahead, give it the number out. You know the number, son.
201-692-2012.
One more time.
201-692-2012.
Oh, you're just a natural girl. Because you got it like that, right?
That's right.
That's right. 201-692-2012. Here's Melanie Daniels right here on Gospel Jazz Asians.
Oh, I'd fall. And down on my knees I'd call you asking for forgiveness for all that I've done that was wrong. Now it really hurts inside to know that when I fall it makes you cry. But in the midst of it all, you told me to stand tall. Oh Lord, you are so faithful. So many times I'd fall, and down on my knees I'd call you asking for forgiveness for all that I've done that was wrong. And it really hurts inside to know that when I fall, it makes you cry. But in the midst of it all, you told me to stand tall. Oh Lord, you are so faithful. Lord, you are so faithful, you are so faithful, you are so faithful, you're faithful to me. Myself, oh Lord, you are so faithful. Lord, you are so faithful. You are so faithful. Yes, you are. You are so faithful to me. You are so faithful. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. Every time I would call, you were right there to answer my prayer. I don't want you to ever leave my side, because you give true love that will faithful.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation, 5:56 in the AM, 4 minutes before the top of the hour of 6 o'clock. E.B. Fisher joins you.
Tough name.
Yeah, tough name. Say that fast 5 times. It's a tongue twister. Thank you so much for tuning in. That last song was I Do Worship, coming off the Worship and Praise CD featuring Donald Hayes on saxophone. I understand Don Corey called in saying that he was home, that he didn't see JP, and JP called in and said he didn't see Don.
That's right.
So someone passed somebody, I think. Don't you think, Cynthia?
Unless they went separate roads.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, girl. Appreciate you. Thanks for the donuts.
You're welcome.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. 5:57 in the AM. Log on to TonySmith.com for more information. E.B. Fisher is up next. Clear my way on out of here. In the background, it is Glorious right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. See y'all next week. Don't forget, Stacey Wendell is back on Sundays. Thank y'all so much for the support. See y'all next week. Ciao.